30th, February 10th, 1934. One who lives in the divine will is raised in its arms, and the divine will, with its strength, makes of her the little winner. The creature is the little queen who, with her Jesus in her heart, repeats his life. I feel I am the little daughter, but so little as to feel the extreme need for the divine will, more than mother to me, to carry me in its arms, feed me the words, administer the motion to my hands, sustain my step, form the heartbeat in my heart, and the thought in my mind. O divine will, how much you love me. I feel your life pouring into me to give me life, and as though in waiting, wanting the atoms of my acts in order to invest them with its creative strength and tell me, the atoms of my daughter match me because they possess my invincible strength. But while my mind was amazed in seeing the loving and maternal devices of the divine will, my always lovable Jesus, who is always on guard to be spectator of that which the divine volition does in me, told me, my little daughter, you must know that my supreme volition looks upon one who wants to live in it as a birth from itself, whom it wants to raise in its arms with its maternal cares. And as it sees that its tiny little one wants to give something of her own with her little works to tell her that she loves her, this divine mother clasps her daughter to her breast and fortifies with her strength the motion, the word, the step of her daughter. This fortitude invests her completely. It transforms her. And even though she is little, she appears as little and strong, little and winner. And this mother takes delight in letting herself be won by her little daughter. So, she appears strong in love, strong in suffering, strong in operating. Strength is the halo of this creature. She is the invincible one before God and over herself. Her weaknesses and passions tremble before this little winner. God himself smiles and converts justice into love, into forgiveness, in the face of the childlike strength of this creature. It is the strength of her mother, her perennial care, that render her strong and invincible. Therefore, if you want to be the winner over everything, grow in the arms of my will. It will pour itself into you, and you will feel its life palpitating within you. And it will raise you to its likeness, and you will be its honor, its triumph, and its glory. Then I continued to think about the divine will, and before my mind appeared the most beautiful scenes of the divine operating, as though all in act of giving themselves to me, to make themselves known, to receive my little love, my gratitude, and my thanksgiving. My beloved Jesus added, my blessed daughter, for one who lives in my will, all times are hers. And I love to hear, being repeated to me by her, that which the creatures have not done for me, because with so much love I have operated for them, as well as that which they have done for me. Therefore, one who lives in my will finds in act the creation, and in the azure heavens, in the refulgent sun, in the sparkling stars, she gives me her kisses, her filial love. And, oh, how happy I feel that in so many created things I find the love, the kisses, the grateful act of my daughter. And I convert all things into joy for her, into defense and her own property. Oh, how beautiful it is to be recognized, loved in those same works, because we have made them and we have loved. She finds the brief epoch of innocent Adam, and together with him, she gives me his innocent embraces, his chaste kisses, his love as my son. And, oh, how happy I feel, for I see my paternity recognized, loved, honored. Oh, how beautiful it is to feel myself a father, and as such, to feel loved by my children. And I requite her with my kisses, my paternal embraces, and I give her, as the right of her property, the infinite joy of my paternity. What will I not give to my children after I have been loved and recognized as father? Everything. I will deny them nothing. And they give me the right, the joy of my children. Nothing can I deny to one who lives in my will. If I did so, I would deny to myself. Therefore, I give everything, and she repeats for me the scenes of her giving me everything. Therefore, in it, there are exchanges of works, reciprocal love, which form such moving scenes as to form the paradise of God and of the soul. Oh, thousands and thousands of times blessed, the one who comes to live in the celestial dwelling of my will. You must know, the one who does the divine will enters into it as queen. And as such, she comes before us with a cortege of all our works. So, she makes the conception of the Virgin her own, and identifying herself with her and with us, she gives us what we gave to her and what she gave to us. And we feel we are being given the love, the glory of the immense seas with which we endowed this Virgin. And all of her acts moving again, as if she were just repeating them to us. And, oh, what abysses of graces are renewed between heaven and earth. The soul in our will places it in the condition of acting as the repeater of its works. And while it repeats them, it endows the one who gave it the occasion. And since the creature is incapable of giving us all in one act, which for us is formed in one single act, her littleness keeps moving about within our will, and now she takes one of our works, now another. And with the dominion that our will gives her, she descends into the incarnation of the Word. And oh, how beautiful it is to see her invested with His love, pearled with His tears, adorned with His wounds, possessing His prayers. All the works of the Word surround her inside and out, and what's more, convert it for her into joys, into beatitude, into fortitude, with the inseparability of her Jesus, whom she holds in her heart as in a sacred temple, to act as the repeater of His life. Oh, what moving scenes she performs before God. With her Jesus in her heart, she prays, suffers, loves, together with Jesus. And in her childlike littleness, she says, I possess Jesus. He dominates me, and I him. Even more, I give him what he does not have, my pains, to form his complete life in me. He is poor in pains, because he is glorious. He cannot have them. And I make up for what he does not have, while he makes up for what is lacking in me. So, in our will, the creature is the true queen. Everything is hers. And she gives us such surprise of our works as to enrapture us. And she forms our happiness that the creature can give us in our most holy will.